It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner live from the historic Albia Square as we celebrate the 2015 Albia Restoration Days, live from the courthouse. And we've just got done with the 31st annual Restoration Day Road Race, and we have the results in, and some really fast times, and a winner that I think we're going to mention her name a lot over the year, and that name is going to be Miss Jordan Winkie. She is the overall champion for the ladies. But we're going to get to all this. So we got a lot to talk about as we get ready for Restoration Days here in Albia. The parade starts at 10 o'clock. We've got a lot going on the Albia Square, but this is a very busy week sports-wise. We look around the sports world. It doesn't take very far for me to look to the north and to the east, and that's where we find the Albia football practice field, and that's where the football team has been preparing for their upcoming season. A week from today, we'll be celebrating the Old Shoe Game, and then just with a click of an eye, folks, the kickoff of the 2015 football season will be underway. The guys just got done with their football camp and looked really, really sharp. Really athletic football team that we're going to be looking at this year for the Blue Demons. 26 returning starters from last year's football team. So an experienced team, a very senior-led team that is going to certainly put itself in a position to make some noise on the old gridiron. We're also going to talk with Luke and Ryan Sarver, the twins that have left their legacy here in Albia, and they're coming off of their journey to the Unidome. Ryan Sarver being selected to play in the Shrine Bowl. He's the only player in Albia football history to play three times on the Unidome turf, and that's pretty remarkable, twice as a Blue Demon football player and then the third time in the Shrine Bowl. At the same time, his twin brother Luke was being honored and recognized, and I had a chance to catch up with them earlier in the week to talk about their trip to the Unidome, the Shrine Bowl, the honor, and then what it looks like for their future. A lot to cover here. In just a few minutes, we're going to come back. We're staying live right here, and we're going to announce your 2015 road race winners, your overall winners, and your age group winners when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
So you found just the right home. At Community First Credit Union, we'll help make it possible. We're now offering up to 100% financing. From your first home to your dream home, there's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Go online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 1-866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
No one knows the ins and outs of the Iowa State Fair better than this year's fair tour guides. I know, because I've trained them to be the experts about what to see, what to eat, and what to do at the 2015 Iowa State Fair. And I'm about to train them on how to save on State Fair tickets. Listen in. Okay, guides, today's topic is advanced ticket sales. Guests can save nearly 30% by ordering advanced gate admission tickets right now. They can get those savings by visiting iowastatefair.org to print tickets at home with no extra fees. Or purchase them at participating Hy-Vee and Hy-Vee drugstores, Fairway stores, and the Iowa State Fair ticket office while supplies last. Plus, those tickets save them half off DART's State Fair park and ride.
Okay.
Any questions?
Nothing compares to the Iowa State Fair, August 13th through the 23rd in Des Moines. And nothing compares to the savings you'll get with your discounted advance tickets. Visit iowastatefair.org.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, live from the Albia Square on this big Saturday here in Albia as we celebrate Restoration Days, the 31st annual Restoration Days here. And we're standing on the courthouse celebrating the finish to a very easy course, as the runners look back. I mean, this is one of the easiest courses you're going to find. Truly, in all honesty, a very challenging course as the runners have completed their 5K road race. We're going to announce the winners live and on the bandstand here. If you're looking to come to town and you're wondering how you can be here to enjoy the festivities, 10 o'clock the parade starts, and then a full day of festivities here on the historic Albia Square here on this 2015 Restoration Days. Before we get to our overall winner results, I've been waiting a little bit of time to do this. And what this is to recognize a man I have a great deal of respect for. He's been the Albia cross-country coach. You're longer than I've been alive, I think, Coach. But I've got Coach Todd Ratliff here, and Coach has resigned as the head coach of the Albia cross-country team, the boys and girls team, and he's taken a position at Indian Hills Community College. But in 2010, as a avid runner and a frequent supporter of the Restoration Day Road Race, Coach Todd Ratliff found himself unable to run the race, for he was serving our country in Afghanistan. And in that 2010 race, we ran the race in honor of Coach Todd Ratliff serving our country, and we called it Run for the Rat. Coach was not here to participate, but there was only one number that could be reserved for my dear friend, my patriot, Coach Todd Ratliff. And I thought, in this Saturday where he ends his journey as head coach for the Albia Blue Demon cross-country team, that we'd honor him for his service to our country and his commitment to our community and the outstanding job he's done to help encourage boys and girls to become tremendous cross-country runners and better people. Please give Coach Todd Ratliff a large appreciation. Those are the results of the race, Coach. Coach, while we got you on the air here, and we're live here on the north side of the Albia Square, right on the bandstand, as we look through these results. Coach, 2010 just seems like a blink of an eye ago, but I know in those moments you would actually send me a text. I don't know how you got text out from Afghanistan, but you would send me text wondering how your runners were doing, and to be that far away from your family, and I know your team has become part of your family. That had to be a very difficult time for you.
Yeah, you know, it's always tough to miss seasons. You know, you've got certain kids are coming up, being seniors or what have you. But, since I came to town and had the opportunity to work with the runners, they've been a big part of me and my family even. And like you said, they've become my family. It was tough, but, you know, we do what we do.
Coach, one of your runners today is going to be honored here in just a second, and we'll announce that here in a second. But that particular runner has really been outstanding.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're talking about Tyler Pass or Jordan Winkie.
Oh, that's breaks. Cause you got to help me, Coach. You know, I'm a little slow, but you know what? One of the things that's been a trademark of the program is that this race has been somewhat of the unofficial start to the cross country season.
Yeah, it has. You know, and for Tyler Pass, it's kind of his. I'm leaving, going to Iowa State, and he's gonna do some running up there, maybe with a club. So good for him. But for Jordan Winkie, it'll be the start of her junior season here. She's a district champion, 2-time state qualifier. Looking for big things. She's had a great summer. She's been putting in some serious work, and you know, I got to watch that from behind today.
You did have a good view, though, Coach. I got to give you a quick Coach. Let's give away the overall winner trophies. Starting with the ladies, in a time of 19 minutes, 22 seconds, in a very challenging course, your overall female winner goes to Jordan Winkie. Yes, if they could stay up here for a second. All right, Jordan, you know, you got to get practice this because, you know, as you know, over the years, this race has been like the template for you to start a season. And I remember as your freshman running this race, and the finish was a little different.
I think I walked the second half of the race, I'm pretty sure.
That season, though, you went on to become one of the leaders of that cross-country team. And so, you know, it's amazing when you stay with something and stick to it, the results come with it.
Oh, yeah. When I started running my freshman summer, I couldn't run a mile continuously. And by the end of October, when the district meet came around, I ended up qualifying for state because Coach encouraged me the whole time, and he never said, oh, you know, you have to do this run. We just took it day by day, and the results came.
Well, Jordan, the target that was on someone else's back now has become yours. You know, you are now one of the people that people are targeting. You are one with the expectations. How do you approach that going into this season?
All you can do is your best, so you just keep trying and working hard, and whatever happens is what happens.
Well, young lady, you represent our community well and your family, and we're really proud of you and tremendous road race here. Were those hills challenging?
Those hills are always challenging. This is one of my least favorite courses, I'm not going to lie, but, I mean, it's fun because the whole town is there, so it's fun.
Well, yeah, I guess I kind of take a slight to that. Congratulations, Jordan Winkie, your female overall winner, folks. 19 minutes, 22 seconds. Coach, that's a pretty blazing time for this race. That is one blazing time.
Yeah, it is. Anything under 20 is usually a really solid time. Jordan's just looking strong. I think she's going to have an amazing season.
Hey, Jordan, one more thing. They've changed the female courses from 4K to 5K. I think with a strong runner like you, you know, you really work on not only your running, but your lifting weights and those type of things. I think a strong runner, the distance becomes an advantage.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you adjust the training a little bit, so it won't make that big of an impact, but it'll be a change, that's for sure.
Congratulations, Jordan Winkie, your overall female winner, 19 minutes, 22 seconds. All right, we're going to find our male overall winner. And this year, in a time of 19 minutes, 21 seconds, 1 second separating them, Tyler Possett. Come on up, Tyler. Tyler, you're getting a collection of these.
I suppose, yeah.
Well, congratulations. I know that you graduated from Albee High School with honors at the top of the class. So, you know, you're going on to a bigger and better things, I suppose. But tell us where you're going and the plans for tomorrow.
I'm going to Iowa State. I'm going to pursue a bachelor's degree in chemical engineering. I'm not completely sure where I'll go. I could work at Cargill in Eddyville. That's kind of the plan at the moment.
See, I know he's so smart. He's figured out every step and the angles to take this course. Tyler, kind of like Jordan, though, you know, when you started running, and I remember you running this first race, it was a totally different results. And so, you know, I find that you both can be an encouragement to those younger runners to that, you know, where you start has really no bearing on where you're going to finish when you're a senior and completing your cross-country career.
That's right, absolutely. After my freshman season, that summer I put in probably the most work I put in a period of time, and that was the big – that's launched the career, I guess, and then three trips to state later, here I am, I guess.
Well, Tyler, congratulations, and I know you got a large collection of trophies you've been getting from your career, and congratulations on your results today.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, we have found our overall winners, and we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back, and we're going to get to our age category winners when we come back back to the special edition of the Coach's Corner. We're going to be right back after this timeout.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
For years, Hy-Vee has been telling you to get the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Now, I'm telling you, get rid of it. Cut it up. You don't need that old card anymore. You need the all-new Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card. It still lets you save big at the pump, and the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card rewards you with perks and prizes, like cash or gift cards, exclusive deals, sports cards, all-expense-paid trips, and more. Pick up your new Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card today.
Looking to purchase your first vehicle? Well, you're in luck. At Community First Credit Union, we offer a first-time auto buyer program for young adults with little or no credit. Low rates, low monthly payments, and a great way to establish credit. It's time to get excited about that new car or truck you've always dreamt of. Stop by your local CFirst today or apply online at c1styourvoice.com. Terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. Live from the Albia Historic Square on this Restoration Day Saturday as we celebrate the road race. Overall winners went to Jordan Wink in the female division, Tyler Passett in the male. Both Albia cross-country runners and both posting 19 minute and 22 and 21 seconds, respectively, as they finish this for our overall winners. Fast times this morning. The weather held off, which a little muggy, but really ideal running conditions on this, you figure, the first part of August. We're going to get to our age group winners, and we're going to start with the our young group of runners. And what a nice group of young runners we had on this Saturday. Our third-place finisher in the 14 and under age group, Sophie Heeman. Come on up. Coach Todd Ratliff handing out the medals. Brooke Moore, a 10-year-old. Megan Coulter, our overall winner. Now, folks, this young lady is 12 years old, if I have it correct. And, Megan, you ran a time of 25 minutes, 16 seconds. And there's cars that can't drive that course that fast. Pretty darn good, young lady. Congratulations. That is your age 14 and under age group winners, congratulations. All right, and our next age group, Coach Winky, can I have you come up here and help me? See, this is live, folks, so you get raw, live material. And Coach is a servant warrior, and he has his own videography business. And so if you just take pictures as I go, that's what servant warrior right there is, one of our coaches in high school level serving. Now we're going to move to the 15 to 20 age group. And the... Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. Perfect. Sorry. Hey, congratulations. Congratulations. And I'm not even paying attention. And perfect. So you can just... Yeah, right there. Keep that thing right there. All right. Girls slide in close together. Smile pretty. That's a really fast time, Megan. Pretty darn impressive for a 12-year-old. All right, our 15 to 20 age group. Third place finisher goes to Laura Dewey. Second place finish goes to Emma Hazelhoon. And your overall winner in the 15 to 20 age group, Anna Hazelhoon. 23 minutes, 38 seconds. That is pretty blazing time. Girls, those are really good times. Pretty impressive stuff there in the 15 to 20 age group. Our overall winner in the 21 through 30 age group, Sarah Feinhardt. Sarah, come on up. You are our overall winner. Congratulations, Sarah. And our next group, the 50 and younger group. Steva Havoc Judge, you are our bronze medal winner. Leah Bachman, you are our second place finisher. And our overall finisher in a time of 27 minutes, another really good time. Marty Ryan is our overall winner in the 41 and the female division. Congratulations, ladies. We're live from the historic Abbey Square as we celebrate the 5K road run race finishers. Jordan Winky, our female overall winner, and 19 minutes, 22 seconds. Tyler Passett, 19:21, 1 second separating him as they sprint to the finish. And that is your overall winners. And very fast times here at the 2015 Restoration Days. All right, our 51 and over age group winners in the female division. I apologize, Luann. I may have the first name correct, but Colissimo? Is that good? Did I get that right? Colosimo, all right, is our bronze place winner. Veronica Hine, you are our silver place medalist. And getting the gold in the 51 and over, Kim Passett. And we find out where Tyler gets his running prowess from. Congratulations, ladies. Tremendous road race. Mom, you get your picture taken, and I'm still going to talk to you for a second. We got to get a mom's perspective as they get their pictures taken. We're going to go to the males division here in just a second. If you're wondering when the parade starts, you're listening and you're on your way to Albia. 10 o'clock, the parade will start here on the square. So work your way up here as the chairs start to line the streets. Kim, Tyler, your son, I haven't had a chance to get to mom on to talk about watching him over his career, seeing him mature from, this timid young man into this really confident runner, the transition he's made. You got to be really proud of him.
I'm very proud of him, and it's just amazing to watch him. And we're going to miss him this fall running cross country, but I know he's going to do well at Iowa State.
Well, you've been an avid runner. Now, I've been running for about... I'm not this old. Close your ears, young people. 30 years, but over the years, you also it become a part of what you enjoy doing as well. I'm a real important hobby to you.
I probably walked for the last probably 35 years, and then when I turned 50, that was my goal, was to start running. And I think the first year I ran eight or nine 5Ks that summer. That was my goal. Well, keep up with my kids.
Well, good luck with that. But congratulations, Kim, and our overall winner in the 51 and over age group. All right, let's turn to the male side of our brackets here. And really a very competitive finish in this young division, in the 14 and under division. It was a literal sprint to the finish line. Less than 4/10 of a second separate the top two finishers.
A tenth of a second.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah. They kicked me out of Albia High School. I did not graduate. C.J. Ratliff is our bronze place medaler. In 23 minutes and 12 seconds, finishing in second place in the 14 and under age division, Brock Ratliff. A tenth of a second behind the overall winner in a blazing 23 minutes, 11 seconds. Doesn't get it from his father, running prowess, Landon Noe. I graduated, Randy. Congratulations. And, Coach, you've been running with these guys. Well, you've been trying to run with these guys, but the future of Albia cross country looks pretty darn bright, buddy.
Yeah, you know, they come in 3 or 4 mornings a week, and they run and doing a good job, and pretty excited for them.
Congratulations. Blazing times for those young people. All right, the 21 to 30 age group. Your bronze place winner, Lane Timmerman. Congratulations, Lane. Your second place finisher, Andrew Tuttle. Your overall winner, Zach Haynes. All right, congratulations, guys. A tremendous race right there. Zach, a time of 22 minutes, 41 seconds, and Andrew right on his heels at 22:57. Both really tremendous times, 21 to 30 age group winners.
Check 1-2.
All right, and Joe Millage, you're getting checked out, Joe. Thank you, buddy. Jay Mill in the house. And, Joe, you're going to be running off here. We're on the radio. We're live, buddy. But so you're going to be running off here.
Very good radio right now. I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
I didn't take that personal. Thank you. I feel better almost. But you're getting ready for Restoration Days, but a big afternoon tonight ahead as well.
Bacon Town is tonight at Bridgeview Center. Once you get done with all of the festivities here at Restoration Days, head on down to Bacon Town. It's free. Over 50 items to sample. It's free admission, but samples are just $1.
And after the road race here, they've burnt those calories off. They've earned. You have earned extra calories today. Is that why you run? Raise your hand if you're with me on that one, right? If you like to eat, running allows you to have a few extras. All right. In our 31 to 40 age group, your bronze place winner goes to Billy Strickler. Yeah, boy, Coach. Your second place finisher, Chris Yarkoski. And your overall winner goes to Ken Jones. Properly supporting the University of Iowa and the Iowa Hawkeyes in a time of 20 minutes, 53 seconds. And that's a blazing time on this old race course. Congratulations, guys, and your 31 to 40 age group. I don't know if I want to announce this age group, but the old man age group, your 41 to 50 age group, giving Coach Ty Ratliff, of course, a lot of grief. Brian Moore, you are the silver medal winner. Congratulations, Brian. And your gold place winner goes to Coach Todd Ratliff. Brian, in the 24-minute range, congratulations. It's a really fast time. Coach Todd Ratliff, 19 minutes, 51 seconds. Congratulations. Tremendous race there. All right. Now we're going to move to our 51 and over age group. Our oldest contestant,
and a third place finish in 26 minutes on this very challenging course goes to Dennis Inman. Our bronze place winner goes to Ernest Brees. Our silver medalist, Brian Lindberg. Brian is busy right now over at the brewing company getting beer ready for all of you. That's a lot of clapping. Your overall gold place winner goes to Paul Brees in 23 minutes and 27 seconds. Congratulations. The Brees brothers. Now, you guys are, you're getting your picture taken. I'm actually going to get you interviewed here, guys. So, I just photobombed your picture. We have got the Brees brothers here. Guys, I'm going to get you on the radio here in just a second. I know. Yeah, it looks like you're fighting for the mic. Okay, guys, you're Albion High School graduates.
Correct.
What year did you guys graduate?
75.
68. 68. Coming back, how often do you get back to be a part of the festivities?
Maybe every other year or so.
Yeah, every few years.
The changes that Abby has taken over the years, pretty astounding.
Yeah. Correct. Awesome. Awesome square. Yeah.
Well, guys,
I remember what it was like growing up. So,
You've been running the race a few times over the years. Does the course get any easier?
No. No. The course doesn't change just as we do.
Yeah. We're not getting any younger. So.
Well, congratulations, guys. Thanks for coming back and joining us here today on Restoration Today.
Thank you.
All right. We have got your age group winners in the books, and we want to thank first Ida and Jim Chapman over at State Farm. Every year, folks, they show up and volunteer. They get here early in the morning. Let's give them a big round of applause and a big thank you. I want to thank Kaylee Minders and Allie Stanley. They are servant warriors here today, and they've volunteered to come in and make sure that you got registered and signed up, and I want to thank them as well. To all of you, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Restoration Day. Stick around, enjoy the festivities, the parade at 10 o'clock, and congratulations. All of you who have finished, you are winners here today. This is a very challenging course, and thanks for coming and being part of our special celebrations. Well, Rich Graham's going to come and take the mic here in a second. Right now, though, we're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the 2015 Albion Restoration Days on this special edition of the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
It's a great Saturday at Nelson Pioneer Farm in Oskaloosa. Serenades and Sundays. Yes, Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. There'll be a concert at 3 p.m. Delicious dairy, ice cream, and music. You won't want to miss this fun-filled day. There's something for everyone. Serenades and Sundays this Saturday, noon to 3, concert at 3, and lots of good things to eat. Nelson Pioneer Farm in Oskaloosa.
This is David Lang with MDL Insurance Services. MDL offers insurance to several carriers, but our customers with Pekin seem to be our most loyal. Pekin Insurance not only offers auto, home, and commercial, but has a great life insurance portfolio, which includes term, permanent, or even a money-back term life insurance policy. Give us a call at 641-872-1616, email us at mdlins.com, or simply like us on Facebook.
The Shops of Victorian Albia encourages you to shop local and rediscover the area stores with the unique items they have to offer. By shopping local, you are supporting your neighbors and community. Your dollars spent here help keep our community thriving and growing. Support the community that is here for you. Shop local. This announcement is brought to you by A Touch of Class, Albia Brewing Company, Blackbird Primitives, Cindy's Beauty Hut, Fiber Art Shop, Inspire You, Lacquered Up, Aflac Julie Castor, Principal Financial Stacy Dittar Advisor, Riley's Relaxation, The Night Gallery, and White Oak Gallery.
Choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual wheelchairs. Hammer Medical Supply can bring the equipment you need right to your home with free delivery, plus complete setup, patient instruction, and follow-up. Hammer even files your insurance paperwork for you. For service in Sheraton, call 641-774-4600. In Oskaloosa, call 800-395-5537. And in Ottumwa, call 641-684-6800.
So you found just the right home. At Community First Credit Union, we'll help make it possible. We're now offering up to 100% financing. From your first home to your dream home, there's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Go online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 1-866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to this special edition of the Coach's Corner, live from the historic Albia Square, as the Restoration Days is fully underway here. Look at Jack and Johnny Flattery. Look here. I'm going to get Johnny Flattery on here. He has been bacon for bacon and airtime. Jack and Johnny, you've been helping me with this road race since, a long time, 20 years.
Long time ago.
Well, buddy, does the race get any easier for you? You have a lot of work to do out there. You sit and hand out water. Talk about the stress involved with that.
There's a lot of stress, but it's easy as pie.
All right, how about bacon?
Yeah, bacon. Mm-mm, good.
Joe, we ready for Bacon Town tonight, buddy? That's what a big hit it was a year ago.
I think we are. We had a huge crowd last year. The great thing is it's an indoor event, so regardless rain or shine or heat. Like I said earlier, we have about 25 vendors making around 53 items, and then there are 18 craft brews that you can try. Three bands. We kick off at 3 o'clock with Tony Blue, a blues artist. Then at 5 o'clock, it's the Crushers, and at 7, it's Small Town Superheroes. And, Jason, you want to check out all of the bacon art that is showing up at Bridgeview Center. We've got some really interesting art pieces, some of them that actually started coming in yesterday. And there's a metal tree made of bacon. And this is by S.W. Huffman.
Is that real bacon? I'm looking at a picture here, Joe. And our viewers, look into the mic.
Well, that's why I'm trying to get them convinced to come down. It's a free event, and the good thing also is that Community First Credit Union puts on the Kids Zone, which is absolutely free. Kids will walk away with a lot of fun and prizes. I saw some of the prizes yesterday. It's 2 to 6 in the lobby, so you can check out Bacon Town, let your kids have a good time with the CFirst train and everything else going on.
A busy time here. A great start to the day. Restoration Day started with the road race, finished with the full day here on the square, including the parade at 10 o'clock, and then Bacon Town in the afternoon and evening.
Bacon Town starts at 2 o'clock. We'd love to see everybody down there and bring some dollar bills. It's free to get in, unlike Bacon Fest, where you'll pay $75. I just lost Jason. It's a dollar per sample, roughly, and you can try all these different creations. I saw smoked pineapple wrapped in bacon. I saw bacon sushi, but instead of fish, it was ground up pork, smoked. And it was And I've tried some of these yesterday. The vendors bringing them out to let us have a sneak peek at what they were making. It's going to be really a lot of fun.
I was talking to the Jones boys from Hardee's, and they're for a dollar. What can you get for a dollar anymore? But for a dollar, get in, get all the free tasting. They're making bacon cheese dip. Anything with bacon in it becomes better.
Absolutely. 23% of all males favor the bacon fragrance over any other fragrance. That's an actual fact.
I'm going to be careful. I wash my face and hands after I eat bacon. I do not want to have that pheromone sitting out there.
Cargill is the bacon capital here of Iowa. In fact, Governor Terry Branstad today proclaimed Ottumwa as Bacon Town, and Cargill provided 1,700 pounds of bacon for all of the vendors to use today.
So it's going to be great. Come on down.
All right. That is Bacontown. Right now we're on the historic square celebrating Albia Restoration Days, the 31st Albia Restoration Days. The road race is in the books. Jordan Winke, the overall female winner, 19 minutes, 22 seconds. And then Tyler Passett, the overall winner, and the male winner at 19 minutes, 21 seconds in blazing time. Well, lots going on in the sports world, and of course, we're knocking on the door of football, and I had a chance to go over and watch the football team practice this last week as they're in their camp. And good news, folks, a very athletic, very physically talented football team with 26 returning starters, or 26 returners from last year's team, guys that have had starts or played, and this is going to be a very athletic team and a very mature team. So this is going to be a great season of football ahead of us. Two guys that have been a big part of Albia football, Albia sports, and the great success that we've enjoyed here in Albia is twins, Luke and Ryan Sarver. And they both were honored and celebrated at the Shrine Bowl a week ago. I had a chance to catch up with them earlier in the week, had some conversations about the Shrine Bowl and about their career here at Albia, and a sneak peek at what they think this football season is going to look like. Here's our conversation.
With me now is two of the all-time favorites here in Albia, and that's Luke and Ryan Sarver, twins, and they just coming back from two unique opportunities to go to the Shrine Bowl, and both of them there honored and recognized. And Ryan, you had a chance to play in the Shrine Bowl. First of all, to be honored with that, you know, very few are honored with the privilege to play in the Shrine Bowl. And tell us a little bit about being selected.
Well, it was a great honor. I was really excited and surprised when I got the letter in the mail that I was going to be playing for the Shrine Bowl. And it's a great experience being around all the guys that, you know, have the same passion you do to play football and, you know, the same work ethic. And it's just really cool to be around all the guys like that.
Getting on the field, you know, when you think about, you know, I think about the two of you, and you played on the Dome field three times in your high school career. And that's been one of the most elusive things. There's nobody else in Albia history that can say that. Have you really thought about that?
No, actually, that's the first time I ever thought about it. And, yeah, it's really crazy to think that, you know, I've played on that three times and the only one from Albia to ever play on it three times. It's really cool and really humbling to see the opportunities that I've had here at Albia.
To get to play at that kind of competition, you know, working out with guys like that, it's probably a real good precursor to going to football camp at Simpson, but having you work out with guys that, you know, are some of the elite of the elite.
Yeah, it was a blast working out with guys. You know, one of the guys on my team, he's a quarterback. He's going to Iowa. There are multiple linemen that were going D1, Iowa, Iowa State, South Dakota. And it was great being around guys like that, you know, to learn from them. And, you know, I tried to take as much as I could from and learn as much from the coaches or the other players. It was really cool.
Kind of nice preparation, you know, to get that kind of a challenge before you head off to Simpson.
Yeah. I took it as like a learning step, and just to take it into Simpson, what I learned at the Shrine Bowl, take it into Simpson, and just get after it.
Representing your town, you know, you were there amongst that, and to know you were there representing Albia, and used to be when people say, where are you from? You say, Albia. Now when you say, I'm from Albia, it's a whole different kind of tone, isn't it?
Yeah. Talking to all the football guys up there, they would say, oh, you're from Albia? And, like, we love your uniforms. Those are awesome. And that was just really cool to hear from guys that, you know, that had won state championships and had played in the finals. And it was just really cool to hear that from other guys.
Getting an INT. That had pretty darn good feeling.
Yeah, that was really exciting. I just made my drop and I stepped into the pass, and you know, and it was a weird feeling. Everything just slowed down when I caught it, and it was really cool to experience that.
Well, Ryan and Luke Sarver, twins. You know, being a twin, guys, all your life, that really
creates competition. But what's really amazing about this trip to the Shrine Bowl is that, you know, you guys have done all these things together over your lifetime. Ryan, you make it to play, and then Luke, you're being honored with one of the most prestigious high school awards at the Shrine Bowl. Tell us about your award, Luke, and then tell us about you know, what it was like. You know, you were there while your brother's playing. You guys seem to always do things together.
You know, it was definitely a different experience. You know, Ryan was gone all week, and I knew he was having fun playing football while I was at home painting, and I know he was on the football field having fun, but you know, it was weird going up and watching him and not being out there with, you know, playing with him. But just being able to be up there and be honored with this award was truly amazing. With because only a kid out of every class gets this award, and it was just amazing to know that I was chosen as one of the six applicants.
Tell us about the award. Those who don't know what the award was, tell us about it.
The Ed Thomas Award is built on faith, family, and football, and it's just built on leadership and your involvement in the community and in your church, and just doing community work and having good leadership.
Well, see, truly, having Ryan playing and you winning that award, and it could be the other way around very easily, when I think about the Sarver twins, it's that combination. It's the great athlete with the great student and the great character. And I know, as hard as you guys work in sports, you take serious being a good person.
Yeah, that's the only way we've been raised. And I have to thank my parents for doing that, because without them, who knows where we'd be. You know, I have great parents that love us, and they discipline us when we need to be disciplined, and they're the reason why we've turned out the way we've turned out.
You think about, Ryan, the accomplishments you guys have had. You know, you're Drake Relay champions. You know, you're state track champions. You've played on the Uni Dome. You've played three times. You've been a part of really the greatest turnaround in Albia High School athletics as a whole. And that... does that really resonate and sink in?
You know, it hasn't even really sunk in yet until now. I'm starting going to college and getting to talk to other people, and they've asked, you know, they ask you what you did in high school and track, and you get a lot of guys asking you, you know, were you part of that track team? And you know, it's really cool to say, yeah, I was. I led that 4x4 team off, or, you know, just stuff like that. And I got that a lot at the Shrine Bowl, too. You know, like, you know, you guys are really good at track. You know, you guys really flew around the track this year in the last 2 years. So it was really fun, and I can't believe high school's over, but, you know, there's bigger and better things to come.
Well, hard to believe there's bigger things, but I know there is. But, you know, Luke, I know when I sit and think about it, gosh dang, you know, you guys got to run with the flag, the Drake Relay flag. The places you've been, all those experiences, they're great to say we've accomplished those things, but they also give you a little bit of a win to your sail.
Yeah, I mean, you can go into college, you know, I'm going to be nervous, but I have a ton of confidence with all the success we've had in not only athletics, but in with our academics, and I'm more than ready to start the next chapter, but definitely going to be fun, exciting, nerve-wracking, but we'll get there.
Well, I know that the people listening right now, they're thinking about the clock ticking to football season. You guys are getting ready to go off to Simpson. I think everyone would like to have a little peek at what you think this Albia football team is going to do. You know, the bar has been set really high, which makes it a challenge to get back to that level. But it also tells us that the bar has been set really high, which is an awesome thing.
Yeah, I think this year's team is going to be just as good or even better than last year, but they got to pull together and play like a team like we always have, and they have to have the leadership that we've had in the past couple of years. Just have to work together, and they can't single each other out. And I mean, you play as one, and that's the only way to do it.
Yeah, I think same thing as Luke. You know, the defense should be phenomenal this year. You know, they only lost two guys, is me and Justin Bossard. I mean, those, and Justin's going to be a big hole to fill, but, you know, the ability to find somebody to step in and make something happen.
So the question, Simpson, Luke, for you, first of all, you going in to play quarterback. What are you looking to do at Simpson? What kind of position are you looking at?
I'm actually switching over to defense, which will be a change, but I played defense before, and it'll be fun. I'm going to play a cornerback, so we'll see how it goes, and if the coaches need me play somewhere different, I'll play somewhere different. So it's just where they think I'll fit in and help the team the best.
Well, I got to be honest with you, Ryan. I felt sorry for Luke a lot last year, because when I was calling your name on defense and you were everywhere, that Clarinda football game, it was every play, it was a Ryan Sarver, Ryan Sarver, Ryan Sarver, and I thought, man, you're getting to have all the fun. Luke's making handing the ball off and great things are happening, but I'll bet he wanted to come over there and join you on the Sarver sandwich you guys can make on defense.
Yeah, we sure had fun on defense the one year that we played together, freshman year. It was a blast playing on defense with him, and I'm really excited to be able to play on the same side of the ball with him again. You know, great things are coming, and I'm just really excited for what the future has for us.
Well, I won't be shocked if the old coaches up there don't have you guys on the field early on the defensive side, but it wouldn't make it, you know, watching you two, or particularly early on that freshman year, watching you two, the Luke to Ryan pass, that was just a thing of beauty. It was almost automatic.
Yeah, that was fun. And we had one game like that this year, or last year, against Pella Christian, and it was just a blast. Hearing our names over the intercom together like that, you know, we played football in the backyard, you know, ever since we were little, dreaming of, you know, Luke Sarver to Ryan Sarver touchdown, and that actually came true last year, and it was really cool.
Well, guys, before I let you go, a lot of young men are looking up to you, looked up to you, and they want to put that Albie jersey on and wear it the way you guys wear it. What's that little advice you'd leave to the kids of Monroe County and Albie to play football?
Just work your tail off and believe in your teammates and believe in yourself. Yep. Yeah, just hold your heads high, and no matter win or loss, you're always going to be a winner as long as you do your best. And that's what you're there to, is you want to be your best at everything you do and work as hard as you can.
Well, that is the way I would describe the Sarver twins. Their best and to work at everything they do. And guys, congratulations. I'm going to be cheering for you at Simpson. And what a great experience you've had at the Shrine Bowl, the two of you. And then what a great career. And we're wishing you the very best.
Thank you.
Luke and Ryan Sarver, two of the most outstanding athletes, got to be the single best twin combination in Albie history, period, end of story, and I'm a little biased. We're going to take a quick time out, come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message for our sponsors.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Are you always looking for more room in your refrigerator? Whirlpool French door refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative micro-edge shelves contain leaks and spills while featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space. While the indoor ice system creates extra room in the refrigerator by storing ice in the door, the AccuFresh dual cooling system keeps all your fresh and frozen foods tasting great for longer by maintaining proper humidity and temperature levels in the refrigerator and freezer compartments.
Panoramic LED lighting even makes finding items in your refrigerator easier by surrounding food with light from every angle. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albion to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. And don't forget all their other great brands like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, and England, and many more.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
On the national anthem, just getting completed as the parade's going to start here momentarily on this Restoration Days 2015, 31st annual Restoration Days here in Albion. And what a beautiful sight. You look down on the courthouse and the court lawn and the people filing around and filling in the streets as the parade route is taking shape and the parade about to begin here. Full day of festivities here in Albion on the Restoration Days. Don't forget the Follies tonight. And for those of you who are looking for something extra to do, don't forget Bacon Town. Bacon Town in Ottumwa. And it's only $1 to get all kinds of samples of different bacon. All kinds of different things to do with bacon. 17,000 pounds of bacon. And including some bacon art, and of course that is being put on by KIIC, Bacon Town tonight. Right now it's Restoration Days. I want to thank Community First Credit Union for making this Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner possible each and every Saturday morning. I want to thank Scotty Fry, the magic behind the scene, and Scotty, the best producer in the business, getting it done. And thanks to all the runners and that participated in the race today. Congratulations, Jordan Winkie. You are the female overall winner. And Tyler Passett, the male overall winner in the 5K road race this morning. Thanks to Luke and Ryan Sarver, two of the truly outstanding athletes in Albion history. And we are going to look forward to talking to them of their career at Simpson. Football on its way. Friday Night Lights coming your way. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Have a great Saturday.